Now, a place where the where you keep the cows is called what?
Cow barn. Don't need a horse barn anymore.
And a shelter for the, or enclosure for the hogs and pigs and would be
hog house. Those are simple questions, aren't they?
Yeah, well, and yet, strangely enough, they might call a hog house a hog pen, a hog crawl, a sty, a hog boist, a hog house, a hog run, or a pen. These have all different words in different parts of the country for these.
Yeah.
And,
hog sty is Indiana, I know.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I haven't run into that one yet.
Some sections.
Now, a person, at least who lives in a town and gets a milk delivery, would get it from the what?
Dairyman.
I turned it off. Yeah,
that's finished. All right.
Now the place where the stock is kept or fed, you would call sort of an enclosure.
Maybe. Yard.
You call it the barnyard.
Yes. Well, you're going right along.
We'll get through here for too long. Okay? Now, where you keep the cows, or rather where the cows or sheep graze, they graze.
Pasture.
And there are certain kinds of fences you might know. Can you name some kinds of fences that you might use?
Woven wire, barbed wire, and 60 years ago they used to have three boards on top of each other and then the wire on top, but that's antique.
Well, that's all right. I like to know these things, too. What, is there any name for that, three boards and wire on top?
Three board fence, three board wire.
Three board fence?
Yeah.
Did they ever have any fences out of wood around here? You ever use that kind?
No.
Rail fence?
No. I've seen them, but we've never had any.
Sometimes in the town they'll have a wood fence with a lot of white boards up like that. What do you call those? Remember?
I don't know what you would call
them. You say picket?
Picket fence, yeah.
Okay. Now, if you had a wood fence, or even a wire fence of any kind, every so often you got to have a big firm
post.
And you might say that a fence would have maybe a couple hundred of these. A couple hundred what?
Posts. They're getting away from those big things now. They're driving them in with an iron, steel post.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that saves a lot of time.
Oh, boy.
They don't have stone fences or stone walls.
No, that's characteristic someplace in Indiana and Ohio, I understand.
You wouldn't have ever had a stone boat then either, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Stone boat. Oh, yes, stone boat, where we haul the stone off the field.
Mm-hmm. Good, I'll come to that later. I thought I'd ask you, I didn't think
of
that. Now, the kind of egg that you sneak in under the hen to four after you take her own egg away, it's an artificial egg. You
call China. Oh, what in the world?
China?
It's rather comical to think of the questions you're asking me.
it's not exactly unpleasant, is it? I
mean, no!
Most people I do, they kind of enjoy it. And it's certainly helpful to me, because you get these very fast, compared to a great many of them, I think. Now, you carry water in a what?
In a pail? Not very much, though. We've got running water here around the building since 98.
Oh my, that's a little advance for then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Do you ever have a wooden pail, or would you call that something else?
Metal, tin pails usually, or granite.
But what if there was a wooden one? Oh, would you call it a pail?
A wooden bucket.
Bucket.
They used to use them when they'd, there's a place over here, what they call the old dad joke place. My grandfather used to want it. They have a big round roller and a chain, the crank outside. They let the pail down and bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's quite antique.
Yes.
I don't suppose they even had that when the woman went to the well in Samaria either.
I imagine not.
Do you know how wide that well was?
No.
10 feet wide.
10 feet.
And think of digging 100 feet, 10 feet of space. That's wider than this room.
That's something.